guys, this is Brene, and you're listening to another episode of 50 Shades of Slay. I'd like to thank you guys all for joining me for another week of my craziness. Today I actually want to talk to you a little bit about something that happened to me last week. And it's, I guess, not even really happened to me, just something that happened. I was actually at a meeting with a new contact, and this is a woman I'd never really met or spoken to before, but we both kind of came across each other's pages and liked what we saw, so we figured we can work on a couple projects together. Anywho, we ended up meeting, and the meeting went way longer than anticipated because we were shooting shit about randomness after we had talked business. So we were buzzing a little bit, and she had conveyed to me about some personal issues that were going on in her life, and a lot of it I could relate to. So I was trying to kind of tell her that, and something she said to me just kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I've never been told this as bluntly as this lady had told me. So, and what she said was, I wouldn't understand the things that she was going through because pretty girls don't have the same problems as girls like her. And what she was referring to was her considering herself overweight. So she was, I guess, dealing with a lot of issues with her man and gaining weight that she hadn't had before. So she had a lot of things going on there. And while I can't really relate to being overweight, I could relate to a lot of the narcissistic behavior that her man was portraying even before she had gained the weight. So I was trying to just kind of relate and be that shoulder to cry on, but when she said that I wouldn't be able to relate with her because I was apparently too pretty to to understand, because I've never had these problems apparently, I don't know if this is a common misconception. Like, I don't know if this is just like this girl in the moment in her feelings just saying things that just kind of made her feel better at the time, or if this is actually something that people out there think. And if that's the case, then buckle up, because this is... you guys see my profile pictures. You guys see my Instagram. You guys see my Facebook statuses. You don't see what's really going on behind my closed doors. And that's, I guess, the point I really want to stress, is because I might be pretty. You might see the touched up photos from my photo shoots and things like that on that I post. It's like, but you're not seeing me waking up at 5-6 in the morning cuddling with my sons. Like, there's a lot that you guys don't see, and not all of it's pretty. And not even just physically. I mean, my life is, I would consider it a mess right now. It's a happy mess. I mean, I'm managing and I'm happy, but it's a mess. I wouldn't say I have things fully where I want them to be, by far. And that affects me mentally, physically. Sometimes I don't have the energy to get up and do the things I want to do. And that's not necessarily depression. A lot of that is the side effects from chemo. But there are days that I just don't feel like dealing. And it doesn't matter how many Sephora palettes, how much makeup I cake on my face, how pretty I look to you and everyone else out there. It doesn't change the way I'm feeling inside. I still have those same problems. And I don't know, it just made me sad, because how do you explain that to someone going through what she was going through at the moment, and kind of like putting her on hold for a second and saying, hey, wait up, my problems are just as big, if not bigger. Like, I don't, it's not a comparison, but just to get it through to her, because I honestly think she left still thinking that, and that's sad to me, because if you really knew, like, I wish I was doing a live right now, because you couldn't actually see, like, my reality. I'm sitting here with, I've got one bra that makes me look like I have nice breasts. And that's not even a dig on the size of my breasts or anything like that. I'm talking about, I have one right breast that's an implant and no left breast at all. So it's completely flat. So now that it's summer, hey guys, it's a lot harder to find bathing suits and bikinis that make me feel pretty. So regardless of what you see, it's, I don't feel it, and I appreciate the fact that having one breast hasn't really stopped anyone from appreciating me and loving me and, I guess, wanting to get to know me, which is kind of what I thought would be my burden. But once it, well, I can't even say I got past it because I'm still dealing with it. I'm still very, very insecure about it, but it's my reality. I can't really, I have one bra that makes it look like I have breasts. So unless I'm wearing that bra every day, there are some days where I feel like everyone's staring at me because my shirt's not filling out the way that it should. And that's one of my insecurities. There is so many. I was bald, bare bald everywhere a year ago. I had no hair on my head, no hair on my eye. I had no eyelashes, no eyebrows, no nothing a year ago. I didn't take pictures of me. I've got a few pictures out there just for kind of reference and awareness, but I didn't feel pretty when I took those pictures. I might have been smiling, but I probably took about 50 pictures before I posted that one. Just looking for the one I felt maybe a little bit pretty in, even though everyone was telling me, oh, you still look beautiful, you still look beautiful. I was bald. Like, I did not feel beautiful. And it's not even just a matter of being beautiful. It's everything. It's your insecurities. It's the things you hate about yourself, the things you wish were better in your life. And we all have those. It doesn't matter if you're fat, skinny, tall, short, black, white, yellow, Chinese, freaking Arabian, Caucasian. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, if you're a fucking top model or movie star to the freaking woman making your fries at McDonald's. I'm not saying that's the lowest of the rung, but you know what I mean? It's a big comparison. We all have the same insecurities. We all have the same things going on. So the next time you think that someone else has it a little better than you, because maybe they're making a little bit of money than you, maybe they're taking more trips than you, maybe they're doing whatever it is that you wanted to do that you can't. It's, you gotta remember, those people are dealing with their own demons. And I guess that's what's dividing us. I think that's seriously what's dividing everybody, is everyone thinks that their problems are so much bigger, when reality, we can all figure this shit out together. And once we figure that secret out as one, I think, like, so much shit could change. But, I don't know. To the girl, I'm not going to call you out by name. And I love you, girl. I'm looking forward to working with you. And I've got many projects coming. So don't think you're going to narrow it down and try and guess who I'm talking about. But, yeah, to you, sweetheart. I understand what you're going through, and I'm going to tell you the same advice I told you. It's him, not you. I mean, some of the behavior this guy was portraying was horrendous, and it had nothing to do with her in no way, shape, or form. So, and you know this, girl, so I'm not blasting your business either, but you know that it's not right for you. And deep down, I think once you realize that, you'll be able to make the necessary steps to, I guess, make yourself happier. But we already talked about that, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But like I said, I'm not going to go too much into her business, but I just wanted to tell you that, because I hope you're listening, because that really hurt my heart that you were hurting as it was, and then it hurt my heart even more that you were kind of comparing, and that you felt, even as you were, I don't know, emptying your heart to me, that I was more superior. Girl, I ain't shit. I'm Brene. I'm just me. I'm the same as you, same as everybody else in this fucking crazy world. So please don't put me up on any kind of pedestal, because I'm right there with you, girl. Moving on. I can't believe that this summer has just flown by as quickly as it has. Usually these things drag on forever, especially when you're a mom with kids. And I thought this summer was going to be the longest of my life with being like a single mom now. But it's blowing by. And I think that's got a lot to do with keeping us busy on the weekends. The kids go to day camp during the week, so that keeps them busy and me a little bit more sane. But on the weekends, I like to keep it kind of fun, so we've been taking little road trips all around Ontario, and it helped that I had my German friend here, so I had more incentive to kind of get off my ass and enjoy new things. I got to explore a lot of places that I never even thought about, never even heard about, until I started posting questions on Facebook and got requests from or suggestions from my mama's groups and things like that. So, like, the African Lion Safari, I had never been there before. I always thought it was going to be kind of this corny, I don't even know, little like zoo thing, and it turned out to be incredible even for an adult. So we ended up getting season passes, so we'll go a few more times just because it is enjoyable, and every time I go I take someone new that hasn't been there, so it's good to see it all. We get to ride the elephants and touch them. It's nice. There's a lot of cool things out there. I highly recommend anyone taking a day trip out there. And it is a day trip. And don't be like me the first time we went, and bring your bathing suits, because there is a huge splash pad out there that you guys will enjoy. And when I say splash pad, it's not like a corny little splash pad. It's almost like a water park thing. It's pretty cool. Like I said, you gotta check it out. But, yeah, we adventured there. We went to Niagara Falls briefly on our way. Actually, I don't even know. On our way back from Toronto, we went to stop in Niagara Falls. I thought that was going to be a quick trip. Not so much. But we checked out Marineland and got to feed the belugas and things like that. So I had a good trip. I had a good summer. I hope everyone else is enjoying their summer. I bought these things. I forget what they're freaking called, but they're teddy bears. Everyone must have seen these things by now, but they're teddy bears that they look all cute and cuddly, but then at the flick of a switch, they like have fangs and turn all evil. Well, I got two of those. I got the unicorn and the actual teddy bear, and I'm withholding them from my kids. I let them use them for 5 fucking minutes, and the dog had them. But so I rescued them, and now they're sitting on my desk, and I've told the kids that, well, they've sworn that they've seen the move and all that, because you know how kids see monsters and all that shit. Well, I assured them that there's nothing to worry about with these evil teddy bears. And I go take a shower one day. Mind you, I've had these things sitting on my bedside dresser for about 2 weeks now, and I go to take a shower, and I come back and these things are on my fucking bed. And all rational thought just flew out of the window. There was no reasoning. The only explanation was these things came to life and jumped on my bed. Honest to God, I opened the door. The first thing I saw was these things on my bed, and I jumped back and shut my door. That was my first reaction. And jump back and shut the door. I was about to bolt it out of my fucking house. I didn't even know if the kids were there or not. I wasn't even asking questions. But yeah, so after I had a couple seconds of sanity, I opened the door and got the damn things off my bed, and I asked the kids who was playing with these things, and of course one of them had come into the room and moved them while I was in the shower. They were playing with them. So yeah, perception is every fucking thing. Here I am telling these kids not to be scared, and I'm the biggest chicken there is. If you've seen anything on my Instagram, you saw me feeding these damn snakes the other day. That was not fun at all, and I do not look forward to it ever, ever, ever again. I would much rather give up these snakes than ever feed them a rat again. So my offer to pay somebody to come and feed these rats to my snakes still stands. I will legitimately pay you to come and feed my snakes every week. Once a week, simple job, good money, cash, on the spot. Please help me. Because if you've seen the video, you know I panicked. It was a whole ordeal. I'm embarrassed on how that actually went, because I thought I would be a lot cooler than I was. There was no coolness there. I dropped the rats in the freaking floor. The snake almost got out. It was interesting. So check out that video, because it's good for a couple laughs, I'm sure. I'm still cracking up. I was shaking though, guys. For hours after the fact, I was shaking and traumatized by the whole snake feeding experience. I don't think I can do this again. Like, it's a mental issue at this point. I need help. Oh, God. But yeah, so now I had these two snakes, and the one actually still hasn't even eaten his. I was told he didn't like the frozen rats, but I figured if he got hungry enough, he would eat it. And it's been a couple days now, and he's still like, he's not letting it go. I mean, he's still like all on top of it and laying all around it, but he won't eat it, which is interesting, because the guy told me I had to now grab the snake by the back of his head and kind of pinch his cheek so he opens his mouth. Yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do with this snake to feed him. So pinch him so he opens his mouth. And then I have to stuff the rat, the rat's fucking head inside of the snake's open mouth that I am grasping. Fuck that. Really? It's either that or feed him live rats. And if I can't even control a freaking dead frozen rat, how the hell am I going to control a live one? There's going to be rats running around my damn kid's room. Oh my gosh. I did not know what I was getting myself into with these snakes. But hey, I'm a cool mom, right? So I posted a question on Facebook this week about, in my mom's group, thousands of women. I was only interested in women's opinions for this question, guys, because I think I know where you all stand. But I was interested to see how other women would react. And the question I asked was how important oral was to them, whether it was giving, receiving, is it a chore, or is it something that you enjoy? And I was surprised with the answers I got. A lot of you ladies like sucking dick. Personally, there's a lot of factors I have to consider before I wrap my mouth around a cock, but when I do, it's heaven, so I hear. But I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a huge fan of giving or receiving, mostly because it's going to sound weird, but my mom instinct kind of kicks in that moment, and I'm thinking about what else I'm going to do with my mouth. I could wash and brush and mouthwash all I want, but I'm still going to be kissing my babies, and I'm going to feel bad. That's not to say I won't do it, but I don't know. There's a lot of mental shit that goes on in my head when it comes down to oral, but I can break it down in other ways, so I don't know. I've never really had a problem with it. With not having to give it, I mean. Sorry if that's discouraging, guys, but apparently there's plenty of other women out there that enjoy it to the max, so just find you one of them. Sorry about that. I have to tell you guys about this thing that I've tried, and this is the second time I've tried this thing. The first one was called Baby Feet. I don't know if you've seen the ads on random Instagram and Facebook posts, but they're like masks for your feet that you wear for a couple hours, and then I guess between 5 and 7 days your feet are supposed to like peel up all this like dead skin that I don't know is extra, and at the end result is you have like baby smooth feet, thus the name Baby Feet. So I ordered that online, but I think I got a bootleg copy of that because it came in kind of a suspicious, questionable packaging. But I tried that and I didn't find any sort of effect at all. After a week or 2 weeks, I'd never seen any sort of result, so I gave up. And then I seen the actual product when I was in Europe, and it was a whole different packaging than the one I had received, so I figured I'd give it another try and actually buy the real one. But I don't know, we were rushed out of this. I don't know what the situation was, but I didn't end up buying it when I seen it and totally forgot about it on my whole trip to Europe. So when I came back, my friend from Germany, he actually just came to visit me, like I said, and he brought me a couple of these packages. But actually the ones he brought me were called Summerfoot. And guys, I tried these while he was here, and like in the last few days my feet have been like peeling like crazy. It looks nasty, I'm not gonna lie. It looks pretty nasty, and I like to wear flip-flops, so sorry if you see me walking around. I belong in Walmart. But yeah, so in a few days when all this dead skin and shit comes off my feet, I'm apparently going to have some really soft feet. And I can already see the difference on where it's fallen off, and my feet are so freaking smooth and soft, I almost want to rub them on my face. Like, you guys have to try these things. And I've looked at reordering them here, and they're crazy expensive. But lucky for you guys, I have a hookup in Germany. So this is something that I'm actually going to be offering on my website. So I'm going to post a picture, and not of my feet because I don't want you guys to see me like that. But I'm going to post a picture of some other people's results and the product, and you guys can kind of check it out, and you can order those from my website, and I'll have my guy ship them down. So of course with that, it will take a little longer shipping, but it's well worth it, guys. Like, I highly recommend this shit because my feet are amazingly soft. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So, like I said, I'll post that on my website. That will be available for you guys to buy. And also on my website, you can subscribe to the Patreon. Maybe I'll throw one in on the top tier if you're good. So we all like free shit, right? I know I do. I've been driving to the casino freaking almost every day the last month getting my free shit from there. I never realized. I always used to get mad when I'd go there. And I don't go there a lot, but I go there enough. And I would spend money on food or the slots. I'd play the tables mostly. But I'd see all these people walking around with all the free shit that they offered, and I never got anything. I always thought that they sent the letters to your house that they used to with all of your offers, and I haven't received a letter in a long time. So I was tiffed, and I actually went to the the Total Rewards kiosk and complained about it, because who doesn't like free shit? Come on now. And they told me to check my email, and I had totally forgotten I'd even given them an email. But so I went home and I checked my email, and I had all these offers for like shows and free rooms and like actual free shit. So I've got some Rachel Ray pots and pans and some Alfred Song sunglasses. Next week I'm going to go and get the matching purse. Like, there's a lot of good free shit that they give out. So if you guys have a Total Rewards card, make sure you check your email that they sent, that you signed on to your card with, because you might have some cool offers there that are worth it. You could have had like $60 in gas, free gas this month. So I don't know, I'm not too far. I can get in my car and hop on over and get my free shit. But little tip, if you go and print out your ticket, if you don't want to wait in the line, because sometimes there's a crazy ass line, if you go in like as early as you can and print out your ticket, then you're guaranteed that prize of like, or not prize, whatever, that gift that they're giving you. So if, even if you like go at 8 o'clock at night, or yeah, 8 o'clock at night, because I think they stop at 9. So even if you go at 8, then you get to you actually get what they're offered to you, even if they've run out of that item. I don't know. That's a little budget tip for you. I like my free shit. I don't know. So I do want to let you guys know before I wrap up today's episode is my vehicle now, my brand new baby. I'm rolling in my 06. White Chevy Equinox, so it's not a caddy, but it's my baby, and she's branded now. I've got my 50 Shades of Slay logo on the back of it. So if you guys see me rolling around Windsor or Toronto or anywhere else, make sure you take a picture if you can safely. Don't take a picture if you're driving, please, because I don't want to be responsible for anyone's accident. But yeah, if you can, take a picture, or if not, just tag me and let me know that you saw me. Show some love. Honk your horns. Blow me kisses. Give me your number if you're cute. And yeah, just let me know that you're there. So 50 Shades of Slay. And if you're listening for the first time because you saw my vehicle driving around and me jamming probably to some really loud tunes, then welcome and enjoy. I hope you like all of my episodes. Check out all of them. You can check out my website too. They're all on there. It's www.50shadesofslay.net. And that's 50 spelled out. So F-I-F-T-Y, not 50. I think a few of you guys had that problem last week, even though I think I didn't mention that. So shows how good you're listening. Pay attention. But yeah, so 50shadesofslay.net. Check it out. There's everything that we're doing there, and it's going to be updated constantly because there's so many new things on the go. And that's where you'll be able to kind of see everything if I forget to mention them on the podcast. I'd also like to give a shout out to Kenrick Elliott and a huge thank you for having me on his podcast, the Mindship Dreamcast. It was a pretty interesting conversation. You can check that out on all of the same platforms as I am. Spotify, Anchor, all that shit. And it's the Mindship Dreamcast. You can check out my interview with him, or rather his interview with me. And make sure you show him some love. Share, follow, all of that good stuff. So until next week, I'll be enjoying the sun and this heat. because it's not going to be around for very much longer, guys, so don't complain. Please don't bring the snow here any quicker than it has to be. So make sure you guys are out there enjoying the weather, and if you see me out there enjoying the weather, make sure you say hi. One, all the love. Bye. I can swear, I can joke, I feel it's on my mind. If I drink, if I smoke, I keep up with the guys. And you see me holding up my middle finger to the world, like your ribbons and your pearls. Cause I'm not just a pretty girl, I'm more than just a picture. I'm a daughter and a sister. Sometimes it's hard for me to show that I'm more than just a rumor. Just a pretty girl.